He's driving home and going over there and fucking dusting four times.
Dusting four?
Damn.
No, Mexico, they're different though. They're better. I don't know why. Mexico, they taste, I don't know, they taste better.
Because they're kosher.
No, they're not kosher in Mexico. Like, they don't do kosher stuff.
Kosher.
They don't do kosher shit.
I know.
That's what's a trip.
Maybe not. Maybe that's why it tastes better.
Maybe that's why. Remember how Yacht was saying how he went to Spain and how, they were making fun of him because he didn't like the food. He was like, "Damn, you're not Chicano. You're fucking gringo." Now ham, like they have a big old ham on the hanging from the ceiling. They just cut a piece off, put on a piece of bread, and that's the meal.
That's the meal, dude. Like it's like take a chunk and then break off some bread from the loaf.
And that's the meal, and he's like, "I don't want that," you know.
Like,
and then the church guys were like, You're not Chicano.
You're not American.
You're gringo. Like,
Yao
from
Yao from
when they were traveling, they did a tour. Yeah. And then they're tired of all the food because all they ate was like olives. You know how they have like those weird like olives that are like whatever, and, like that's a snack appetizer. You eat olives and stuff, or you eat just a piece of bread with a piece of meat and maybe a piece of like cheese, and that's it. That's the meal. And they were like all tired of it, and then finally they were driving and they saw Burger King or something.
Yeah, Burger King.
Go!
The guy was driving the little fucking
Burger King.
And I'm like,
damn,
like
Chicago thing came out of it. Hamburgers, French fries. And they're like, he's like, see, you're a gringo. See, you're. Because he was a Basque. He wasn't a Spaniard. He was a Basque. And he was like, damn. Like, he was tripping out. And so that tripped me out because in Spain, though, like, that's the story of eating pork, right? The idea of eating pork was a way to see if you were Jewish or to see if you were, more, if you were Islamic, you know? So you had to eat. If someone offered you pork and you said no, you could be killed. Yeah, you could be hung or in prison, you know? And what's crazy, that still carries over till today, man. They still have pork hanging right there. Like, here, eat a piece. And you're like, nah, I'm not. And if you say, oh, I'm vegetarian, or they're like, oh, you're really vegetarian, or are you something else? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that that carries over. You know what I mean?
They go to the end of that ham space.
The space of ham. You know what I mean? And she said, eat it. And if they don't, I will. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Call him out, dude. Call him out. Have Lupe out there calling him out. The use of a taquero in defining the religious faith. That trips me out, the taquero, when they like have like meat and then they have the pork cooking on the same thing together, and then people walk up, oh, I don't eat pork, you know? It's right there in the same place, you know? I'm like, what? What do you mean you don't eat pork, man? Yo, get out of here with that, yeah? Okay, I'm like, oh, okay, good. Chip. It's a chip. I chipped out on that when my friend told me, he don't eat pork, blah, 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 you know? And then I even seen it through a taco. I'm like, where did you get that meat from?
Oh.
She dropped the palabra.
All right, I think we're officially, like, burned out.